morning. Today is Monday, April the 17th. Joining us this morning is the bank dude from Redwood Capital, Mr. Dalby, sir.
And as always, it is a pleasure to see your smiling face.
That means you found a quote, huh?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm still looking. You got to stall a little bit.
A little longer. Did you remember to count the right number of Easter eggs before you hid them?
I didn't hide any yet. In fact, some say that I'm of the age that I could probably hide my own.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then you get a rare opportunity to put inside what you really want.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll never find it.
You'll be pleasantly surprised when they turn up and you finally are like vacuuming the living room or something like that. You found one, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, good. It's a short one. I do appreciate that, too. Yeah. From Ken Kesey.
Ken Kesey.
Kesey.
And what? You don't know who Ken Kesey is.
I have no clue.
I will explain that after you read his quote.
That's an easy?
Yeah, Ken Kesey.
K-E-S-E-Y.
Pleasant Hill, Oregon.
Oh, that's why you know him.
Yeah.
Or remember of him. Quote, people think love is an emotion. Love is good sense. Okay.
I don't know what that means, but it was Ken Kesey.
Yeah. And we should all be titillated because
Ken Kesey was, he was an historic figure. I will tell you about him after the break because I'll need more time.
Oh, well, fair enough. We got a couple minutes still. Question I was going to kind of jumpstart the show this morning with. All the attention around the marijuana industry that's going on. I know we've talked in the past about banking challenges, banking not challenges. And the thought occurred to me, there are four active in Brookings now. There were five, and the one guy that the doctor who was trying to do medicinal.
So five active what?
Marijuana retail
dispensaries.
Stores.
Okay.
Retailers.
Okay.
The dispensary makes them sound like they have white jackets on.
Yeah, okay.
I've not seen too many of those around.
How many have you been in?
Driving by. Smart guy.
Just want to know where we're at on this. Because you seem awful happy today.
Yeah. What do you see as the local economy starts to embrace and revenues are going there and monies are being spent there instead of other discretionary areas, whether it's tobacco, whether it's alcohol, whatever it is, what do you see as a potential impact to our area because those monies are that one time instead of the seven time because it never gets into your coffers?
That is one of the issues with that industry is not all of it or even probably a small amount of it as more and more people are coming from outside the area to embark in the industry is going to stay in our local economy. At the same time, we're already seeing significant impacts with what we call the green rush as a lot of money and people are flocking to Humboldt County to try and take advantage of the Humboldt County name and to get involved in the marijuana industry.
Is Mendocino experiencing similar? The Emerald Triangle?
I'm assuming so, but I don't know it. I haven't actually researched it.
It's an interesting... When we come back, we can talk about it. Somebody had an interesting postulation on this. And I think it wears well, so we'll check that one out. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19. John will figure out wherever Mr. Kesey came from, and we'll be back.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with John Dalby. John, before the break, we were talking a little bit about, or setting up the discussion about, the marijuana industry, the changes that are going there, the lack of continuity through the entire business model, so that some folks can't take advantage of it. Banking, broadcast to a certain extent. I mean, there's some gray area that's there. The thought that had been put forth, and I think it was one of our folks on this show, after the show, that they saw a window of 4 to 5 years. And somewhere during that window of time, the feds are going to make a hard call. Either yes or no, but it's going to be in black and white. And if it's yes, big boys come in, it leaves the area. You'll have the little boutique-y, cutesy-wootsy, but you won't have the large as we seem to have now. It'll be out more in the open. RJR is buying up properties, et cetera, et cetera. So it would move into more of the tobacco model of production.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Or the vineyards. And you know, you don't have to go up and down hills to grow this stuff. You can either do it
inside
or outside.
It'll become a row crop is what you're saying.
Yeah, combines will be out there and all that kind of stuff. So there's a window of what was described as opportunity for 4 or 5 years. And I'd like to explore that a little bit with you.
So let's back up and look at it as this is a crop. And first of all, when people say it's legalized, it's not. It's a Schedule I drug. And so when you discuss cannabis, if you substitute the word heroin in for cannabis, from a federal perspective.
I still use marijuana or pot.
Throw in the word heroin when you make the sentence. And that's what you're talking about on a legal basis federally. So you said we have a heroin clinic. That is the equivalent of a cannabis clinic or cannabis retail spot from a federal perspective. Same class of drug, same level of illegality, if you want to say that, or if there are levels. So
when you cross that 1/64th of an inch that says Oregon to California or vice versa, you've committed a felony.
Correct. Okay. So with all that said, I just going to make sure that everybody understands in our conversation that it is still federally illegal, same as heroin. With that said, you were talking about a window of opportunity. We refer to it as the Green Rush. We're assuming there's a bubble there. And the reason that marijuana is a profitable product is because it is federally illegal and you can sell it in other states at a higher price. And that is what's going to command a price, and so which is illegal, even in California, for us to export it. But that's where the money's at, and that's why you're seeing all the money coming in, buying up ranches, buying up properties, leasing properties, buying houses, and all of this is negatively impacting the rest of the community because prices are escalating greater than income.
So things are, let's call it a bubble. I think that would be fair.
Well, and it's a bubble if indeed the federales come along and legalize it because, like you said, R.J. Reynolds, everybody's going to be producing this as a row crop, and the price is going to drop through the floor.
Or if they play neutral. You know, if it comes out of the out in the open, and let's say we have a field, well, metropolitan, Eel River Sawmills, mm-hmm. that flat that's
right.
out there. I just realized I might be talking about a place that nobody knows about. The old town side of Metropolitan.
Right.
And it's growing there. Okay, it's out in the open. Nobody's, no surprises, no nothing. Okay. But it's prevalent and it's no longer hidden in the hills kind of thing. Okay. If the demand supply ratio starts changing significantly, I heard late last week in Colorado, because it's now being grown out in the open and there's so much supply, it's about 1/8 value of what mm-hmm. it was when it was illegal. So this economy that's been built up around it at, let's say, $2,000 a pound or whatever it is now, been told that, I guess. I don't really remember a lot of that stuff because it doesn't really matter to me.
Right.
$2,000 a pound, if it if it plummets down to $350 a pound, there are going to be a lot of castles that are going to fall into disrepair because the money isn't going to be there.
Well, that's the whole point, is we're the California legalizing it at state level is going to bolster significantly the supply of marijuana, which, you know, supply and demand means that prices should fall.
And demand is probably going to stay constant.
So I think most people think that this is a bubble and that the profitability of this will be short-lived. And so the problem is, what impacts are we going to have long-term once that exits? What's going to be left behind? You know, we're going to have some giant warehouses that are now empty, that we don't have a use for. But then that creates some opportunity. So I think people that are creative can not only be taking advantage of current conditions, but also can be taking advantage of it once assuming it does collapse.
Are you hearing from your buds? Sorry.
Excuse the pun.
Friends.
That was two-thirds of a pun, by the
way.
Yeah,
okay. P-U. Yeah, good. Yeah, yeah. that there, we're starting to see the prices escalate on a whole bunch of areas now. We're starting to see that initial change in our area.
Oh, I can tell you we are. Yeah, home prices have escalated. It's very difficult to find a home if you wanted to purchase one. Rural properties have escalated substantially, and now we're seeing it in the commercial realm.
KINS, speaking of commercials, KINS, news and information time, it's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, news and information time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with John Dalby, the bank dude from Redwood Capital Bank. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redeck. John, before the break, you said that we're starting to experience the impact of an influx of folks coming to the area. When I think of that, you know, we've had a shortage of working family homes here anyway, because of the subsidization of low-income and senior housing. I mean, we're not seeing new construction.
There's okay. Very little land for new construction.
Okay. Yeah, this part of it's the zoning. Part of it's an infill stuff. I mean, you can drive even around Eureka and find, I bet you we could find 15 potential home sites in an hour of just kind of cruising neighborhoods, as well as the Bladers. I mean, it's here, mm-hmm. but it hasn't been worth doing because of whatever reason. So we see now this demand coming through, prices going up. What's it doing to the scale or labor scale? Are they paying minimum wage? Are they paying $20 an hour? Because that's what I'm hearing, is there's a lot of folks who have jobs, but they can't find people because the people that are looking for jobs are looking for jobs in that industry and or remuneration at that level,
mm-hmm.
which is a whole lot different than what a lot of us are able to do.
So if you want to see where we're headed, go to somebody who's ahead of us in that curve. So if you go to Redway Carberville and look at some of the challenges they have in actually hiring people that are willing to work for an hourly wage, it's very difficult because...
Or even salary.
Yeah. simply because they can, you know, somebody can work 3 or 4 months during the harvest season, you know, trimming or whatever they do, and not work the rest of the year. And at the same time, because none of that is on the books, they can pull in general relief and all of the free goodies that the government gives them because they have no recorded income. So there's a lot of positive. Why would I go work, you know, for minimum wage, you know, in a restaurant, a grocery store, you know, a gas station, when I could make more money, you know, in this other industry? Well, that's happening already, as we're seeing more and more people having trouble finding people to work, especially in the trades. And if you're a young person and you want to make some really good money, learn a trade, you know, laying floors, you know, sheetrock, you know, any plumbing, electrical. They need people to do these jobs, and there just aren't enough people that are willing to do them anymore. And so we're already seeing that, and we're going to see it more so as time goes on.
Well, let's kick it out then with the minimum wage that the governor has installed, jumping it to $15, and now you can't find people, but the people that you have are going to be more costly in many situations.
And there's other issues there. It kicks in that if you have somebody on salary, what their minimum salary is goes up because that's a function of the minimum wage. So you're going to see some salary people that are going to end up going back to hourly. You know, there's going to be a number of things as this thing ripples along.
That's not that close to a pun, by the
no,
way.
No, but yeah. But at the same time, the businesses that are existing are seeing more revenue, you know, as some of the money is circulating in the area.
Are they, though?
And some opportunities.
Not to, you know, prod the tiger here, but if the grows have been occurring here already, but they've been out in the woods, the money is still here. Yeah, you know, if I am employed in that industry and want to buy a house and finance it through Redwood Capital Bank, which I understand you guys mm-hmm. do, okay, how do I buy that house? I can't do it all cash.
Yeah, you can.
Well, I mean, I'm saying, because otherwise I wouldn't be talking to you.
Right.
Right, okay. So somewhere, let's say I've got 50% down on that $400,000 home. Okay. I can't go through traditional financing for the remainder.
Yes and no. So let's back up.
Okay.
If you've been in the woods and you've been doing this for 10 years and have no documented income, you're correct. But these are people that are coming from Los Angeles, from different places that have documented income and that are now taking some of their income and making an investment into the marijuana industry.
So we're seeing an influx of individuals right. into the area, not just coming
Both.
Out of the woods?
That's correct. Yeah. And that's one of the problems with, if I understand it right, the county has made the compliance very liberal for the marijuana industry with the hope that those people that are currently out of compliance would come into some compliance.
The 1, 2, 3.
Right, so they've lowered the bar. So if you and I wanted to build something, it's one thing. If they want to build something, it's a lot easier. What's happened, though, is we're bringing people from Los Angeles, and it's not the people coming out of the woods. It's people coming from, you know, other areas, from Romania, from all over the world.
More than what right, was here
taking,
last year.
Taking advantage of these liberal policies. It's a very complicated issue.
Net plus, net minus so far?
Well, I think right now, depending on where you're, if you're a young family, working family, and you're trying to find a home, it's a net minus.
How about just a citizen of Humboldt in Del Norte County? Plus or minus?
Depends on the industry you're in, but most I think right now it's a plus, but I don't think it's going to last, you know, because I think it's a bubble. That's my opinion.
Kaya, and who knows bubbles more than you?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, okay.
Was I insulted?
No, I was thinking more champagne.
Oh, okay. No, I don't even
do celebrations.
That yeah, things I don't like do that either. So I'm bored.
You don't celebrate?
No, not with champagne.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about his sins and vices when we come back. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:43.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with the bank dude. So, John, so far we're seeing a plus. What's going to be your canary on this marijuana industry relocating here? What are you looking for? What's that first sign of, oops?
Jeff Sessions. What is the Department of Justice going to do? And everything hinges.
So his determination will
correct.
Be.
Are they going to keep a status quo where they're of non-enforcement?
Plus or minus?
Pardon me?
Does Humboldt County take a hit or Dunlord County take a hit if he says, we're going to enforce federal law or we're not going to enforce federal law?
We're better off if he chooses not to.
Okay.
I think.
You don't think it's going to go into the valley then and become even more commercialized?
I don't think it's going to go into the valley and become commercialized unless it's legalized federally.
So there's gradations on that.
The big boys aren't going to risk everything they own, you know, on that. That's not going to happen. Because you can still lose everything you own very quickly.
All right. Speaking of everything we own, now you've had almost a full half hour to look up Ken Kesey.
I haven't looked him up, but I know who he is.
Share the background about why he is pertinent to this show.
So Ken Kesey was our quote today, and he's actually pertinent to the show because of his history. So Ken Kesey is famous for a number of things. I grew up in the Eugene area, and Pleasant Hills, a little area outside of that where he had his farm. Ken Kesey wrote two significant novels, both of which became movies. One was Sometimes a Great Notion, which was a movie about logging, and it starred Paul Newman. The other was One Flew Over a Cuckoo's Nest, which starred Jack Nicholson. So two great movies, both written by him.
Did you have anything to do with the latter?
Neither.
Okay.
Yeah. But
well, I figured the logging thing, you weren't going to be there, but the Cuckoo's Nest, I thought, you might have had a little bit of flavoring in there.
But Ken Kesey started a process when LSD was a legal drug. It had not been, there was no prohibition on it. And he would take his hippie vans or hippie bus and go to different places. They'd take a 50-gallon tub, make Kool-Aid, put LSD in it, charge $5, and there would be LSD parties. And we'd go all over the place doing this. And he hung out on a regular basis with the Grateful Dead. They were very close, the Grateful Dead and Ken Kesey. And so that's who Ken Kesey is.
Now, I knew that. I knew the Grateful Dead thing, right, going up and down the coast from San Francisco.
And the LSD. Yeah. And there you go.
Is that the most famous guy from your hometown?
No, he's
okay,
not.
Okay,
no.
Good. Make sure that that's
he's not even
case.
From my hometown, but he was.
Well, no, but it sounds like you were trying to hook.
But he did drive around in a convertible Cadillac. That was his kind of signature. Oh. Yeah.
Pink?
I don't remember the color, oh, okay. But I don't think it was pink.
So it wasn't Aretha Franklin also?
No. Right? No,
okay.
No. Interesting man.
Boy, talk about going off the rails, huh?
Yeah.
What would you suggest that the community needs to monitor and to look for as far as a canary with the marijuana and whether or not it's going up, going down, changes in the community? Is the housing prices going to be a big aspect of that?
You know, my biggest concern is the housing prices, in that, you know, I think, you know, the ranch lands will correct themselves. People will make some money now, and if they drop, and they'll be able to get back into it. Housing, though, is my concern for those people that are trying to get started.
And hopefully we got a lot of those folks, too. Thanks for coming by, man. Go ahead. You're aligned.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Always good to see you.
Yeah,
Brian.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah, fine. Yeah. You missed it.
Lack of sincerity there.
See everybody tomorrow.